Spencer Graves of Spencer's Neighborhood on 106.5 The Arch. We're joined with Kevin Frazier, the host of Entertainment Tonight, to get us set up with Taylor Swift's court case with a Denver DJ after a meet and greet went wrong.
It's such a he said, she said situation, and Taylor Swift will be there. And it looks like she's going to testify. Here's the deal. The DJ, he says he had small talk with Taylor. Taylor said, hey, it's time to take a picture. Put her arm around his girlfriend. They took the picture. They left. Meanwhile, Taylor says he groped her. And a few minutes later, her security team comes in, grabs him. He is kicked out of the concert. He turned around and was fired 2 days later. So he sued Taylor, saying that, you know, it was false. It was someone else from his radio station that did it, not him. Taylor says she has never been so sure of anything that it was definitely him.
I mean, this has happened to you, Kevin. You go out and you meet people and people put their arm around you. You probably had an accidental hand graze your backside.
I've had people do it to be funny.
Oh, okay.
I grabbed your butt.
The reason why this makes it so much different is because Taylor is actually going to be in the courtroom.
And also, I mean, remember, this started because he sued Taylor.
Right, because he lost his job. Mm-hmm. He's saying it's her fault.
Yep. And then there was a key piece of evidence. He recorded his 2-hour conversation with his boss on the day he was fired. And that was put on a laptop, a couple of phones, and all, I believe it was 4 electronic devices. And all those devices and the lion's share of that tape got destroyed because his boss said that he was fired because he changed his story. We've all dropped a phone in the toilet or, you know, dropped a phone in a pool, but to destroy 4 things is a little sketchy. That's what makes it crazy is that he destroyed that evidence. And there are also photographs from that meet and greet. Taylor asked that those photographs be sealed, but I'm sure you will see them in the courtroom.
So the one picture that we've seen circulating online where it doesn't look like he's reached under her dress, you can obviously tell that his hand is behind her backside, but reaching under her dress and groping her, that's what the allege is. Because we haven't seen those pictures and they're sealed, that's probably the biggest piece of evidence.
Listen, it's early on, and I don't know how they have prepared, but I guarantee you, pictures or video or something will leak out.
You can catch Entertainment Tonight with our friend Kevin Frazier on KMOV at 6:30. Kevin, thank you very much. I'm excited to see where this court case goes.
All right.